I think journalism will be here forever. Because again, I think people always will want to tell stories. They will want to be in the mix. There may be fewer journalists just because of the economy scale. But I think that you'll also find more journalists doing online ventures, whether associated with a traditional existing legacy media organization or going out on their own. I think people will feel more comfortable once they get more comfortable with some of the tools out there to do some things on their own. Give me some of those.
How will people get their news, and will there still be newspapers?
Yeah. I think people are going to get news in the traditional and non-traditional ways. I mean, they're always have those folks that are in the mix, whether they're journalists or not. They're just gadflies. You see them at the city council meetings. They just are in the mix of things, and they may become the new communicators just to get stuff out there. Vetted, edited, verifiable news from new startups or traditional organizations, I think you're going to see a lot more migration to digital platforms. Again, out the web, mobile devices, gaming systems, I mean, stuff is just growing and growing. As far as newspapers, I mean, we see it right now. They're struggling, some are folding, some are moving. The Christian Science Monitor has moved from a print product to an online exclusive product. A lot of the news magazines are doing the same thing. So they still see value in producing that, because news is a commodity. People can make money off news. We just have to figure out how much you're going to make and who's going to be employed. I mean, that's why I think you'll see less reporters, but you'll still have reporters needed for some of these online publications. Newspapers, I don't expect any new newspapers to be formed. In fact, you'll probably see fewer and fewer. The total elimination of newspapers, unlikely, but you may see a broader reach. The USA Today's, the Washington Post, the New York Times, LA Times. You'll have some national kind of big papers that will flourish in Connecticut. I could very well see the day where the Hartford Current becomes the Connecticut Current, where it covers the state, essentially. You'll have one newspaper. It's tough. It's a business. It's not about the worthiness of what we do as journalists, but what journalists need to understand is that it's a business. And for a long time, we weren't exposed to the same ups and downs of the business cycle that other businesses had to face, but other businesses have, in fact, had to face them. The auto industry, the financial services industry, the medical industry. I mean, all these industries that we always felt were just a birthright, to our existence. The economy has shifted, and I'm not one to look at that shift in a negative sense. It's just shifted. It's done nothing more but what a capitalistic system does. Those that can survive, those that don't die. As an industry, as a business, but the industry of journalism will never die. It's how we produce it and consume it in the future is what is going to change.